Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Underwear?
Oh, Cliff, we're taking, we're talking underwear this week.
We're taking it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
We're taking back the morning.
We're taking it. Oh, Cliff, I'm so excited to be talking about a subject such as underwear.
So close to you.
It's very close to me. Very so close to my heart.
Close to your heart, your cross your heart bra. Uh-huh. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on KBSH. That's Rye 99.
Rye 99.
And if you're listening live on Sunday morning, 4 a.m.
Good for you.
Good for you.
And thanks for listening.
Way to go.
For getting up that early to listen to us.
Kendall, I didn't want to bring it up last week on our Thanksgiving live show where we were in the booth downtown, but we had a little bit of a disgusting show the week before, the toilet episode.
Oh, yeah.
And you grossed out the nation when you started talking about your own wadding and how you that's how you clean yourself.
I was like, my what?
I'm revolted still weeks later at the thought of it, and I can't get over it. The public outcry has been tremendous on how grossed out they were.
I don't even know what I talked about.
Imagine you not remembering something.
I know.
How unusual.
You know how terrible my memory is. Well, how? I'm sorry if I grossed you out.
Rain!
You never know what's going to come out, Cliff. You never know what I'm going to say.
Austin was making the gag motion outside the window the whole time.
He does it all the time.
He's doing it now.
Every time this show starts, he's like,
oh. What is that? It's odd concurrence of events there. Kendall, this is a salute. Yeah! To what?
An unnamed hero.
Underwear.
Underwear.
Who didn't love it?
I love it.
You know, when did you first learn about underwear?
When I learned about underwear?
When did your mother sit you down and say, Kendall, I want to talk to you about underwear?
I can't remember talking about a show a couple weeks ago. How am I supposed to remember the first time I talked about underwear?
Damned if I know.
Probably the first time my mother was like, pick this underwear up and put it in the dirty clothes. Probably then.
When she had to explain to you what skid marks were.
Exactly.
Gross, skin of you weren't wadding.
Just kidding, I'm just kidding.
If you weren't a water, and you would fold like a human being.
Oh, there's nothing gross about wadding.
I almost gagged. I don't know if it's your wadding or the smell of this garbage.
Well, this garbage is pretty disgusting, Cliff.
The trash company, I don't even know who it is. It's who picks up the trash?
Bristletown Waste Management.
They're on strike. They're on strike for hire pants. They feel like the waists of their uniforms are not high enough. They're too low waisted.
And they said
we can't do it. We can't get the trash. It's not a way to look. It's not professional. Mm-hmm. And so until they get those higher waists on the pants, they're not coming back. And it's disgusting me because it's just, look at this huge, all there is everywhere I turn, there's just a big bag of trash.
Well, Cliff, we generate so much trash around here. This is what it's going to look like when you don't have a trash man coming.
We are gigantic fat blobs of human beings. We are distorted representations of the human form, bloated beyond all recognition.
Uh-huh.
And that is the trash. And I feel that way, especially now after Thanksgiving. Oh, God.
I know. We always do. We always say, oh, we're going to be so good. And then
I know I'm not going to be good
on
Thanksgiving.
I tried a lot of myself.
You are a lying sack of shit.
I know.
I have to admit that.
I know.
After so
many
years. A lot of myself. And to others, too. And I have to admit that after years of knowing you. Speaking of underwear. I just love, I want to give a premature shout out. It's not time for the shout outs yet. But I want to give a premature shout out to Madonna, who's been wearing her underwear on the outer for years now. She's letting us know. Yeah. She's saying, hey, this is it. This is underwear. Get used to it, man.
There's this phobia around underwear. She's
There is. You know, some people are like, oh, her bra straps are showing. Who cares? All the waist of his underpants are showing. Who cares?
That doesn't bother anybody, really, does it?
Yes! Yeah, it does. It does.
We're in the 21st century.
Still!
You would think this day and age.
I've told you repeatedly I need to take out the garbage in this office, boy.
Mr. Dumbbone, there's nowhere to take it. All the trash cans are full outside.
The whole place is covered with garbage, boys. It's disgusting. How dare you laugh at me, boy? I just simply request you to take out the garbage that's piling up all over the studio.
I don't know where to take it.
I can't get Charles to contact on the line. Austin, he refuses to my face to do it. Austin, how dare you?
Austin, come in here. Let's get this sorted out. I don't know why Kendall's refusing to take the garbage out.
We're doing a show. Austin, could you please take this trash out?
No.
No. Listen.
I told you, boys, we've been refusing all day.
Austin, you're going to sit here and just not take the trash out?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Kendall.
What a disgrace he's being.
I told you, boy. Now you've seen it for yourself.
Listen, you take him out there, and you just...
I will. Austin, follow me, boy.
All right.
And I'll tell you how to tell you about
yourself. Why is he so angry about this trash?
You know, his bowels, it's something to do with the odor. It's like when it gets down to the bowels.
He needs some of that special underwear that you put like a scent cartridge in, and when you fart, it goes out.
Is that a real thing?
I think so. I think I've seen that in a magazine.
I think so.
I really do. I think I saw that in one of those magazines my mom and dad looks at.
Kendall, stop right now what you're doing. Most bras should be replaced every 6 months. Lady listeners, is your bra over six? Has it expired?
My bra is way over 6 months, Cliff.
And it's stretched
out. Time to replace.
That's awful. Straps are showing.
Cliff, now, listen to this fun fact.
Just listen.
In 2008, a survey revealed that 9% of men in America have underwear that's at least 10 years old.
I bet I do.
15% own underwear that is between 5 and 9 years old.
Oh, I definitely... 5 and 9, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I got a pair of underwear that's 5 years old. But I don't think I have any that's over 10 years old.
Well, that's because your waist sizes have varied.
They have. I wear them out
wildly in between.
They got holes in them. They won't last that long.
No, it's not even the holes with you. Here's what happens with you. You're like, I lost 10 pounds. I need to get rid of these these huge underwears. I can't wear them. I just got to throw them out. And then, of course, cut to 5 minutes later. Oh, I gained 25 pounds. And I need some huge underwear now. And then, oh, I lost 10 pounds. Get rid of this huge underwear. I need some small ones.
Why are you making me sound so snotty?
I'm giving an accurate representation of what it's like to know you. That is what happens. Now, I have underwear. I'm kidding. These are Josh's.
I was going to say, I won't give a representation of what it is to know you. There's not enough time, Cliff.
Your pitch isn't good enough to accurately impersonate me. But, you know, this is harkening back to our roast episode. Mm-hmm. Listeners love when the zingers are flying.
Oh, they love it.
They love it. So who am I to deny them their zingers?
Ouch, that had to hurt.
But anyway, I have underwear that is so worn out that it's like holes and it's like transparent in the crotch. It looks like the invisibility cloak is what it looks like. It's like shit.
What's the point of wearing them at that point?
Just to cover your shame.
A shame cloth to cover our shame.
Gotta cover it with something. Gotta cover it. A tarp.
Did you know the word wedgie comes from a wedge-heeled shoe?
Really?
It became popular in the 1970s from the effect that it gave the victim of the wedgie.
No sense is what that made, but we're just going to go on. We're going to just charge on with the show anyway, as though it did.
All right.
I can't... I will pray on it.
God.
Maybe it did. And if it did, then I'm so sorry.
It did, Cliff.
It doesn't.
It does.
From the wedge, and okay, it gave the victim, what is it, it gave the wedgie?
The person that got the wedgie. The effect.
They got wedgies from high heel shoes?
No, the effect it gave you, okay.
What effect did it give you?
A painful effect.
How does the word wedgie have anything to do with pain? nothing. It's I can't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I'll trust you that it makes sense. I will go so far as to just give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
And listeners, hey, write in and correct me. Explain it to me. I just need a one paragraph explanation. Okay? And listeners, please tweet that to us at Cliff and Kendall. All right? Because I believe it does make sense. I believe there's a land where people are comprehending that. But it's not me, and it's not here, and it's not now. But what is here and right now is underwear, and also a little segment I like to call
Subject. Oh, but we got to bring in Mrs. Potabutta Buttercher and Mrs. Nodbottom. We got it.
All right, come on in, guys.
Hello, dear. Oh, dear.
No.
That sit is quite overwhelming, dear.
He keeps refusing. I say, Austin, but take us a garbage, and he's like, no.
I cannot. I don't know what has gotten into Austin today. I think it's just the effect of the garbage on us. The stench.
The stench is in the air.
Being around.
It is getting to all of us.
These huge, huge bags full of refuse.
I'm always used to being around huge, huge bags.
Fat.
Oh, but I'm going to try to get over it, boss.
Yeah.
Lend my sensibilities to this round of hot subjects. I just sit here with you, dear. You calm my nerves being with you, dear.
Oh, dear, well, I did bring this nice-smelling potpourri spray, dear. Oh, doesn't that help, dear? It helps a lot, dear. I'll just spray a little over here.
Oh, that does smell a lot better. Spray some right over in this Kindle.
Face, Mrs. Butterbutter. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
I'm in a garden of gardenias, dear.
It smells lovely.
That is nice. All right, so this is Hot Subjects.
Yes, it is.
We're here, and some of us are queer, and we're ready to talk about hot subjects. We're ready to talk about the big, big controversial topics, and yes, I can't believe that we're even talking about them on the air.
I can't either. They're just too hot for prime time.
They're too hot for prime time, so that's why they said, hey, why not
4 a.m.
on Sunday morning. And so first, it's on everybody's tongue. Everybody's talking about it. The hottest subject on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The Starbucks coffee cup.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I knew that was the first one up.
Dear,
well, the red cup's here. I can't believe everyone is so, I can't believe they're trying to get Christmas out of Starbucks, dear.
I remember a day when you could get a Starbucks cup and it had the nativity. It had a Lord Christ on the cup.
But Mr. Snodbottom,
it was a celebration of Christianity.
Look, here's the thing. I'm sure Starbucks was like trying to make these cups that they would like last after Christmas so they wouldn't have so much waste to send back. I'm sure it was like marketing and branding. They had no idea they were going to cancel Christmas for so many people.
And, you know, why not just my own advice would be, if you have to get your Christmas from a cup, then there's not Christmas in your heart.
Well, exactly.
The way it is in our hearts. Every day of the year.
But dear, you know how much I love doilies, dear, and it's just so pretty on the red cup with the white writing, dear.
A beautiful doily on the cup, dear, is breathtaking.
Oh dear, if they put doilies on the cups, I would buy nothing but Starbucks, dear.
Well, so memo to Starbucks, doilies on the cups.
Doilies, that's
got it. Got it. All right, so that's the Starbucks cup. I'm glad we could say the last word on that for all of America.
That's it.
That's nothing else need be said about the Starbucks cup. So what else?
All right, well, Cliff.
Hot subject. Hot subject.
They are
hot
wanting
subject.
To take out the very last payphone that's left in Busheltown.
Oh,
it's a historic relic. People love to go by and point at it. It's the last payphone here in Busheltown. There's a few people that actually need it. So what do you think about it?
What is one to do if you're out and about and you've not got a cellular telephone in your pocket?
Well, you could go into a store or something and ask to use their phone.
Okay, no, you know they always refuse. They're always like, no, you walk into one jewelry store and they make you buy a diamond tiara before you can call and get the movie listing times.
Well, maybe you should walk into a different store than a diamond tiara store.
Everything's my fault.
Look, I remember before payphones were even here, dear. People, they were okay with the transition before. They'll be okay with the transition now.
What a lovely attitude you have, dear.
Well, dear, you must look on the bright side, dear.
And you're reminding me of why I love you so much, dear.
Oh, this is just a love fest.
It's just a love fest. Speaking of love, there's one more hot subject in town. And it's on everybody's tongue. It's the Bieber wiener. The paparazzi oh my God. Shots.
Dear, I cannot believe. I can't believe that it's on the internet, dear. Wieners. I just can't believe this poor mother, dear, what she must think.
You speak of wieners on the air, Bauer. I can't bear the thought of a frankfurter myself. It's disgusting.
Have any of you seen it?
I have, dear.
I've seen it.
Oh. I have not seen it. I swear I've not looked.
Yeah, of course not, but I won't be caught dead looking at a wiener on the internet. No, thank you, boss.
Well, we are obviously different.
What was the consensus?
It's no wonder he's so cocky.
Oh dear. I must say it's a woman will never talk of such things on the air, dear.
It was very prestigious.
Whoa, so he doesn't have a small, tiny sports car.
Now, why? Let me ask you this. Is there a scenario in the world where you, Kendall, would go on vacation and you just walk around your outdoor pool completely naked?
Cliff, there wouldn't be a chance in hell I'd walk around naked in a dark room by myself, much less outside in front of a pool.
No, if I was told that there was a pool on an uncharted desert island, I might not wear a shirt in the pool. Maybe. Maybe I would go that far. But I know, my God. And I guess you see why people don't mind walking around completely naked.
And I would never do it.
They have nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, dear, because you both were brought up correctly, dear. But not these crazy people that
well
are walking
said,
around in the nude, dear.
Well said, dear.
It's an atrocity.
I do think I need to be getting out and giving Austin a piece of my mind over this.
Yes,
garbage.
Dear, I think this perfume is wearing off, dear.
Austin,
it's been so much fun, dear. We'll see you later, dear. Toodaloo.
No. Pick it up.
Mr. Strawbottom, don't get so angry, dear. Oh, you know how it does your bowels, dear.
No.
Oh, well. we gotta do something about this trash, Cliff.
We gotta do something
Let's take a break and see what we can do to help Austin out.
Hey, you've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
He did it again. Caused trouble. Hurt someone's feelings. Yet he didn't want to do it. Yes, troublesome people are often people in trouble. They may be mentally ill. Find out how you can help. Write Better Mental Health, Box 3000, New York 1, New York.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back. Oh, to underwear, Cliff.
Underwear.
I got so much to say about underwear.
So much to say, so little time.
I know. As you always tell me.
Always. Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
Do I need to tell you again?
No, Cliff. No. I want to share one more thing with you.
All right.
Single people are less likely to change their underwear on a daily basis than married people. Do you know this?
Interesting.
82% versus 88%, respectively.
I change mine on a weekly basis. I don't know what they're talking about.
On a daily basis.
Daily?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Did you hear me wrong? Daily.
No, thanks.
I change my underwear daily.
Do you?
Yes, of course.
It's a waste. I'm sorry,
I'm OCD, though.
Sorry, Planet, for all that extra energy wasted on washing his shorts.
I don't change my
those
jeans.
Gigantic every day. Shorts of his.
That's a lot of fabric.
It's like washing 40 tablecloths.
Ooh, baby. Too close to home.
Just kidding. Go
from
just
preaching to meddling.
Friendly razzes. Just some friendly razzing going on, mm-hmm. Kendall, on this underwear show. Giant fat people is what we are, and we're surrounded by trash. Sorry, Kendall, if you could move over a little bit, there's a jet bottle in that one. Jumped into my back there.
I've been sitting on this uncooked fish forever.
I thought that was just the smell of you.
No,
that was
uncooked
just
fish.
Ooh, to Kendall is what I thought that was. Kendall, I feel like, what I was going to say. get this. All right. So somebody at the library, mm-hmm. you know, I shelf books at the library during the day.
Yes,
sometimes.
We know. You're a wonderful person.
I live to give. It's what I do. But I don't tell, I haven't ever told anybody at the library about this show. Because you know how celebrities are always wanting to keep their private life private?
Yeah.
I thought, well, why not just go a step further and keep my public life private as well? And so I haven't ever told them about this show, so there's no worry of them listening and finding out and hearing this.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so one of them asked me if I would want to go to, like, her daughter's baseball game. I don't even know. Do people even play baseball in whatever time of year? December? I don't know. But she asked me to go. It's some winter league. I don't know what the hell it is. And... are you like me, Kendall and listener, think to yourself, answer with us, are you like me in that I don't feel like, you obviously just can't say I don't want to go.
Well, yeah, you can't say I don't want to go.
So you have to lie, uh-huh. and you have to say, I already have plans that night. And so that happened uh-huh. in a text conversation, and the reply back to what I replied was, I can't make it that night, you know, but I know you guys are going to have fun, exclamation point, uh-huh. which implies I said it with a huge smile in my face, uh-huh. right? Reply back was, okay. How do you read that? What are you supposed to do with okay?
Well, I hate when people do that, and... funny story, Dr. Blathers had texted me and said he was having a little get-together at his house, uh-huh. and he was like, oh, you know, if you have a chance, stop by, and I wrote this really long, really nice text back mm-hmm. and said, oh, I so wish I could, but I've got all this stuff going, and this really was true, I wasn't even lying, I really uh-huh. couldn't go, and he just wrote back, okay. When people do that, I'm like, well, Can you elaborate? Can you say anything? I have no idea what you're thinking or what you're feeling about me right now.
Yeah. I think it goes without being said. Now I'm feeling a little bit worse about not being invited to that Dr. Blathers party.
Well, I'm sorry.
We're going to have a little bit more to talk about in therapy this week, when other than how to interpret an okay.
I think you wanted me to do magic.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he's a f***ing idiot. So, on with the next segment. It is shout-out.
Oh, I got some shout-outs for him, Cliff.
Shout
it all out. These are the things we will shout about. Come on.
Shouting to you.
Come on. Don't shout that right in my face.
Who are you shouting out to?
Well, Cliff, first I'm going to say, I'm going to give congratulations.
Congrats.
To Charles, the contractor. He finally fixed that damn hole in the ceiling.
He fixed it.
Finally.
He did.
I mean, he broke four of the things when it happened, but he fixed the ceiling. And I'm so thankful that we don't have rain pouring in every
He
every
fixed
week.
It. He found that old... hubcap that you said you didn't need anymore, mm-hmm. and he put it up in the ceiling, and it's
hey, it works for now.
There. Yeah, it works for now. Shout out to that, Kendall. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out to Fonky and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. We went over the weekend to see the Peanuts movie in theaters.
Oh, did you
run? Do not walk to go see this movie, and then run. Do not walk to go back and see it again, like I did. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give a shout out. It was so good. We had such a great time. It's perfect for all ages. Just obviously, if me, Mrs. Potter, Butter, Butter, Turn, and Funky all win. That's every demographic.
There you go.
That's all of us. That's all of humanity right there encapsulated. And we all three loved it. So shout out.
Shout it out to the Peanuts.
Shout.
Shout. Shout it on out. All right, Cliff. I'm going to give a shout out to Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, because today, this is their anniversary of the first day they held hands together in Atlanta. Mr. Snodbottom, he thinks it's a great little thing that they're doing. He's so excited.
I'm surprised
excited
they
about.
Didn't mention that while they were in here before.
I know. You would think they would.
Maybe they're keeping their private life private.
They are. Hey, he's probably angry that I brought this up on the show.
Probably. I'm surprised you didn't bring up his bowel medication.
Well, you the one that brought that up.
Kendall, I want to give a shout out. After all these years, the Big Bang Theory, because...
The show?
The show. Okay. Not the theory, the show.
Well, I don't know. I want to
I'm
clarify.
I'm still on the fence about the theory. But the show, I have to say that whenever you start watching an episode, usually you start off thinking, oh, this is kind of annoying. Do I really like this show? But then by the middle of it... like the middle of our show, they got you. They got you, and you find myself, and I find yourself crying over stuff, laughing out loud, and I really do. And I'm thinking, I'm weeping at this show. Who a minute ago I was like, is this too annoying to watch? But I have to give it to them because they get you. They turn it every time. They turn it around, and hey, any show with Blossom is on my nice list.
Yeah, I tried to watch that show a couple times. I couldn't get into it, but I will try again since you're having such good luck with it.
Good. That's like me with How to Get Away with Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I tried to watch some of the commercials, and I just couldn't get into it. And so I leave it to you. I trust that it's good, and it's just not for me.
Okay.
But we shout out to each other for coming to terms with that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all the shout-outs I got.
I have a lot more.
Okay.
And now there's one more. And I want to shout out to Charles the Contractor, too, Kendall. You know,
why is he getting all this praise this week?
You know, ever since he got out of that coma, it's just been up and down, up and down with Charles. But anyway, I want to give a shout-out to him because, you know, we have all this trash around. And so all of this garbage has attracted a lot of rats. They're Chinese rats the size of bread boxes. Uh-huh. And we have seen them running through scurrying through maybe that's why Austin is so negative this week.
He's scared of rats.
He's kicking them aside. But anyway, Charles the Contractor, he's, you know, going through rounding them up because we said, hey, we are the vegetarian spokespeople for Bushel Town.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want those big glue traps, which is what he had down
first. Hate those.
And so we said, hey, remove those. You got to remove them humanely. And so he's been gathering them up and he did accidentally drop the bag. Well, he didn't drop them. They chewed through the bottom of the bag. He had them in like right over your desk in the office. But what? Right over it. And so they all spread out.
Are there rats in my office now?
No, he got most of them back out. And so want to give a shout out to him. He got almost all of them. He had rounded up 30, he said, and he got 18. So
Charles, you better run when the show is over. I'm coming to
Charles, find you. Sorry for how long that explanation of what he was being shouted out for took. But I just want to give a shout out for him, and that's it.
I take my shout out back.
Shout it all out. These are the things we are shouting about.
Oh, I'm going to be shouting.
And I'm talking to you. Come on. But what would you do?
What would I do, Cliff? What would I do?
What would now really? What would you do?
What would I do? Well, ask me, and I'll tell you what I'd do.
Okay. So imagine this scenario: Ed McMahon's zombie corpse is hired again by Publishers Clearinghouse.
Oh.
All right. And one day you hear a knock, knock, knock on the door, and who is it but Ed's zombie, and he's holding a huge check. Handle it's for $2 million.
Ooh.
And
suddenly, I like where this is going.
Suddenly, you see the check isn't made out to you. It's made out to your neighbor.
Oh.
What would you do?
Well, can I cash it if I took it?
Kendall, I'm asking the questions, not answering
them. Well, then I'd take it, Cliff.
Take it!
I would probably take it. I'd give the neighbor, I'd be like, oh, Ed McMahon stopped by and had $1 million for you.
And you better be writing me a check. If you get $2 million, I get a piece of that.
Okay.
All right.
Deal. If Ed McMahon's zombie corpse shows up at my house and gives me $2 million, I will give you some of that money.
Listeners, you're my witness.
All right, Cliff. Picture it. Sicily. No, you buy something on Amazon, okay? A drone comes, drops it at your door. But it comes and it drops two items. The same exact item you bought, two of them. And you run to your computer like, oh my gosh, did I buy two of these in a drunken stupor? And you look and no, it was just one. And they only charged you for one, but they sent you two.
Yeah.
So the plot thickens now because there's a store in town that will take that back, one of them. So,
well, what was it?
I don't know. I didn't go that far in detail. I just make the questions, Cliff. You have to answer them.
Well, it depends on what it is. If it was I would keep it.
But no, I didn't finish. So you can take one back and get the money back for that one and have one. So it's like you get one for free. What do you do?
Right, I'd figure that.
Okay.
I would. Now it depends on what it was. I would probably. I don't think I would take it to the store and get the money back. It just doesn't sound like me. It's not the Cliff I know.
Uh-huh.
I would keep it if it was something that you could use two of. If it was something like a movie, I would give it to the person who I thought would most want it.
Oh well, good on you.
Good on me.
Good on you, Cliff.
Have I mentioned I live to give?
And here I stole $2 million from my neighbor.
Oh, I'll miss you when you're burning your head. Kendall, speaking of underwear, the underwear you're wearing, what would you do if this happened? The underwear you're wearing has been recalled, and a law is passed which criminalizes the wearing of recalled underwear. One of the late Sheriff Frogblast deputies pulls you over for a routine stop and frisk, and you're wearing the expired underwear, which is a criminal offense. What would you do?
I would kill this deputy and run into the woods. No, I'm kidding. I would beg and plead with the officer that I hadn't had a chance to return this underwear yet. What can I do? I guess I'll go to jail.
I guess you'll go to jail.
I'm going to jail for wearing recalled underwear.
I guess you are.
All right. The mayor of Busheltown.
All right.
He declares today Cliff and Kendall Day.
Finally.
We waited for a long time. They have a big parade for us, everything, and then they find out that Charles actually messed up the application to the city.
Uh-oh.
And they take it all away. What do you do?
I move on.
Cliff, I don't believe it. I don't believe all these answers. You're like, I'm living for love. I'm moving on.
I just live for love, of course.
Okay, move on.
All right, Kendall, I would be sad. And I would eat a lot. Kendall, you get stuck in our storage closet. Let's say this happened. And when you're awaiting a very important phone call, okay? And you're stuck in the storage closet. And the only people within earshot, your phone's right outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who could possibly maybe hear you from inside the storage closet are Charles the contractor, Fonky, a 2-year-old, and the mailman, who happens to be the reincarnation of Jack the Ripper. What would you do in that situation?
Well, Cliff, that's easy. I call the mailman.
you holler, mailman, help!
Because I feel like even though he's the reincarnated Jack the Ripper, he would probably do less damage to me than Charles trying to open the door. So I'm going to go with the mailman.
He's going to go with the mailman.
I mean, the 2-year-old can't. Fonky can't open the door.
Probably not.
So that's my only chance.
Mailman the Ripper. All right. Well, that's what we would do.
I got one more for
you. All right. I'm eager.
Sorry, I got one more.
No, I'm happy.
Cliff, I die today.
I would be so sad.
Oh, good. Okay. I think you'd say, well, I'd move on.
I would just move on with my life. No, I was thinking earlier about what if you died. And I thought.
Oh, good. I'm glad you were thinking that.
I thought I was thinking how awful it would be and how sad I would be.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what? Susan wouldn't even give me anything of yours. Like, as
oh,
a
I'm
token.
Sure she would.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah,
I thought.
She would.
I thought she
I've
would.
I've got so much junk. She wouldn't care. She'd like, take this.
She wouldn't give me the video camera. She'd give it to some idiot relative.
No, she wouldn't. She'd immediately give it to you. She's like, take all this recording equipment away.
Well, then maybe it'll go a lot better when you die than I imagine. So, all right. Well, that is the show for today.
It's just sad.
Underwear, we love you. We salute you, underwear.
We do.
Salute your shorts. We didn't even talk about that this whole time.
Oh, my God. We have to have a sequel.
And that's like that was the precursor to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Salute your shorts.
Cliff, I do have a quote for you.
All right.
I want to share it before you
it's
run away.
It's so sad.
I know. It's super sad. I don't believe in the afterlife, although I am bringing a change of underwear. And that was good old Woody Allen.
That was good old Allen. How great.
It was great. How great thou art.
How great thou art. Oh, what a great show about underwear.
Oh, Cliff, why don't you take us home down the skid marked roads?
Pardon me, boys.
Oh, what's going
Interrupting
on?
Once again. Dear community.
With our tears.
Yes, I just want to wish my beautiful wife, Mrs. Butter Turner, happy anniversary.
Dear, you remembered.
Day we first held hands, dear.
Oh, dear, I thought you had forgotten. I've been waiting all day to hear you say something, dear.
I never forget, dear.
Oh,
written in my heart forever, dear.
It just keeps getting better and better, dear.
Better and better.
And remember, 2 days from now is when you first held my doily collection. It's that anniversary.
I could never forget, dear. Followed, of course, by the first day I had a bowel attack in front of you, dear.
Oh, dear, what a day that was.
Could never forget.
Oh, and the day I made the first cookie
all
for
right,
you, dear.
All right, guys.
Oh, yeah, we get it.
All right, well, that's it. This is the show. That's it.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, dear. The sparkle in your eye, dear. Never grown tired of it yet, dear.
Oh, dear. And me neither, dear. Such a wonderful person, dear.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
no sense is what that made.